Hello, friends. It is Miss Rachel and Mr. Brian, and this podcast is Catching Time. This is just a 10-minute podcast for you and your family. Whether you're driving to school, coming home from something, super easy to do for you and your kids. Let's get right into it.
Welcome back to Catching Time. I'm Brian, and I'm joined by Miss Rachel, as always.
Hi,
and
friends.
I've got a great question.
Okay.
An important question.
All right.
And probably a little different than what we ask typically, but here it is, Rachel. Do you feel scared or uncomfortable, which are two very big emotions, around any of your friends' parents? And if so, why?
Wow, Brian, that is a big question.
Yeah.
But I have to reiterate how important asking this question is.
Yeah.
And it's never too early to find out those feelings and emotions from a kid.
Yeah.
Because if we can instill this trust in each other and being able to say things that we feel, whether true or not true, you know, because that's how we feel. You can't say somebody's feelings aren't true.
Yeah.
It's not that they're not unfounded. It is so important. It is so important because we got to listen to their answer. What is it that makes them feel uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Like, let's say that, you know, it's actually my best friend's mom. You know, she's doing something, you know, and it could be something that's not a bad thing. You know, like maybe they're using not great language.
Yeah.
You know,
and so
it's good to talk about that and find out, because then we can say, oh, okay, so what language is she using? How does that make you feel?
Yeah.
How can you react when she says it? Do you need to go in a different room? Do you need to say something different? Do you need to let me know? But it's just this is a dialogue opener, Brian.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And I think it hopefully becomes a good dialogue opener. I think as I was thinking through this question, even asking my kids, what do their friends think of me, right? And I've
I like that flip in the script.
I recently had kind of a weird experience where we have several kids in the neighborhood that come around our house. We've talked about them before, the Alley Cats. Anyway,
they
come and hang out, and one of them wasn't talking very much. And so I asked one of my sons, I said, hey, you know, why does so-and-so not talk very much? Well, they think you're scary. And I was like, oh, they think I'm scary. They go, yeah, like, dad, like you're pretty strong. Like you're the strong dad, you know, and that can be very intimidating. Now, to my kids who know me and have grown up with me, they know that one, like, dad's just fun and silly and all those things.
Yeah.
But to a kid who's little, who's coming into my house and it's my house, is, oh, that's a big, scary guy.
Yes.
Right. I'm not very big. I'm 5'8". I was once called the tiny dad by a kindergartner. Stuck with me. And anyway, my own psyche. How do your friends perceive me? Mm-hmm. Am I a scary parent?
Yeah.
Because I think that's eye-opening too.
Yes.
Of how our children talk about us, how we're perceived by the other kids in the neighborhood as I'm scary Mr. Colligan walking around, you know.
You don't want to be that.
Because I walked
to
the bus stop and all that stuff. Yes. And I'm like, man, that's the last dad I want to be.
Yes.
And so I think that's a good part of it. What are some other ways we can kind of grow this conversation? Because this is such an important conversation, because I think it can also extend to family. Are there any family members, aunts, uncles, grandmas, grandpas that you don't feel comfortable with, or you don't like the way that you guys interact, or maybe you just don't know them real well?
Yes.
I don't know.
Yeah. I think this comes into play with boundaries. Mm. So this is how we're teaching our kids boundaries, because sometimes you can't not be around family. You don't get to make the choice. You just show up somewhere and you're like, okay, Aunt so-and-so is here. Uncle so-and-so is here.
Yeah.
Even if they're not family, so-and-so is here and we know this about them. And so like, what boundaries can you place for your kids? But if you don't know, you can't put the boundary up for them, you know, and boundaries are healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there is nothing wrong with putting up boundaries for your kids. But yeah, that's where I think I would go a little bit further, is like, okay, so what can we do, or what do we say, or how can I protect, but not protect is a hard word here for this one, because it's like you're protecting them, but you also want them to know, like, hey, this is life. This is like we're not going to be completely sheltered from these things. What is our reaction going to be?
Yeah.
I think that's probably one of the most important things.
Well, and I think too, talking about, like you said, setting the boundary, but then what's our reaction post? What are we going to do about those people that make us uncomfortable? Because is it us or is it them?
Yes.
And again, I'm not saying that it's never the adult. You just got to be careful in those situations.
Absolutely.
I think this is such an important question. I want to stop now. Mm-hmm. And I want you to ask this to everyone in your vehicle, in your sphere of, do you feel scared or uncomfortable around any of your friends' parents? And if so, why? Or even any of your friends? Extend that question out to your spheres of circle, your spheres of influence, and we'll be right back. And we're back. Hopefully you guys have had some discussion, but we want to, again, grow this question, continue the conversation. And so we're trying to spiritualize it. So how do we understand the difference between uncomfortable and scary?
Yes.
Because sometimes we need to push into the discomfort.
Yes.
But other times it's alarming. I shouldn't be near this person. Mm-hmm. How do we have that conversation with our kids?
Yeah.
Rachel?
Yeah. Yeah. It is hard. But it's listening to their tells, like, right, we know our kids, we know we know how they react when they're uncomfortable. We see their face go pale. We see, their eyes do a certain thing. It's noticing those things. The difference, though, between the uncomfortable, like, hey, I don't want to do this. Mm-hmm. For example, piano teachers. Sorry, piano teachers, you are absolutely
You're
amazing.
You're wonderful.
You are absolutely amazing. But there was a time when both my girls took piano, mm-hmm. And it was, I'm uncomfortable. She makes me do this. She makes me do that. That kind of thing. And it's like, okay, so are you uncomfortable because you didn't do the work that you were supposed to do and now you're going to get, reprimanded for it? Or are you uncomfortable because of something else? And so in this case, it was they didn't do the work. They didn't do the practice and things like that.
Yeah.
And I knew in that case. But then I can also follow up and make sure that's exactly what it was by sitting in the piano classes,
Absolutely.
So I know exactly what's going on. Yeah. That kind of thing.
Being involved, being observant as a parent, seeing those kind of relationships develop. I also think one of the – a cool way to kind of flip the script, hey, maybe you got through the uncomfortable. Who are some of the adults in your life that you're most comfortable with? Who are the parents that you are most comfortable with? And I hope that they're all youth leaders at your church. No.
Absolutely.
But I think about that in our context, right?
Yeah.
We are constantly recruiting volunteers and we want the best for your kids.
Yes.
And so we look for people that are going to make your student feel comfortable and not uncomfortable. And when we get the scary uncomfortable, what do, Rachel? We put up that wall. We say, this is the boundary. You are not welcome.
Yes,
right.
You are
not okay to be around our kids.
Yes.
And so our encouragement is continue to have these conversations, set boundaries, understand who's comfortable, who's uncomfortable, who's scary, who's maybe not or misunderstood like I was.
Yes,
right. Like
yes.
I'm not the big scary dad. I promise.
I promise.
I just like doing pull-ups or whatever. I don't know. I don't know what this kid saw that made me think I was tough because I am not.
He was intimidated by you.
Yeah,
that's
I drive
was.
A Prius, right? Like, anyway, so I hope you guys have some great conversation. Catch some time around this question. This is so important, so vital at every age and stage. We don't want you to miss it. So catch some time. This has been Catching Time. We are so glad that you caught some time with us. We hope that you're catching time with one another. Come back and join us for another episode.